praying about what to preach this morning with the Bible school, with the illumination station, and come out and saw how beautiful the church was decorated. Just to let you know, I did not decorate my door. I approve of it, but I did not do it. But Matthew chapter 5, when you get there, let's stand in honor of God's word. Amen. Thank you for being faithful on a Sunday morning. Register kids, bring them back tonight. Amen. Let's see somebody come to know Jesus. Very familiar scripture, and this is going to be one of the, I told Brother David, this is going to be a continuation of some of the stuff he kind of hit on a little bit in Sunday school this morning. So for lack of a better way of saying it, go ahead and put your seatbelt on, because this is going to get all of us.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 5, look at verse 14. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Lord, we love you. Thank you for what you've already done this morning, God, for folks on the altar, God, just taking care of business. God, I thank you, Lord, that you are a God that loves us and cares about every little detail of our lives. And God, I pray right now, Lord, you'd help us as we open up your word. God, help us, Lord, as we expound on this just a little bit, that you speak to hearts, God. Help us to be a better Christian, Lord, when we leave this building than we were when we got here. And God, if that happens today, it'll be worth it all. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. We live in a dark world. Amen. We got sin, hate, confusion. Just hopelessness is everywhere. I mean, you can't watch the news. You can't turn on YouTube. You can't without seeing something that's troubling to your soul. And if you watch too much of it, I'll just be honest, you get so mad you can't hardly stand it. Amen. But with everything going on. But God did not tell us to complain about the darkness. He said shine in it. Oh, me right there. We can go ahead and give altar call. How many times have you watched something on TV, or how many times have somebody told you something and you went to complaining and griping and carrying on? Well, if I was in charge, I'd do this. And I tell you right now, God didn't tell you to do that. God never told us to complain about it. He said shine.
Amen.
And that's the thing, you know, on a dark night, candles shine brighter, amen. As I was studying this, and I find this hard to believe, but I can kind of conceive it in my mind. On a clear night, on a perfectly clear night, the human eye is able to detect a flickering candle at almost 30 miles. Think about that. And all God wants you to do is shine. Let me ask you, just before I even really get into my message, have you been shining? Have you been shining? I'm not talking about the one sitting beside you now. Have you been shining? I want to preach just a little while on shine your light in a dark world. Number one, you got to recognize the darkness around you. Sin has darkened this world. The Bible tells us in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Psalms 14 verse 3 says, they are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none doeth good, no, not one. Psalms 53 verse 3 says that every one of them is gone back. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Romans chapter 3 verse 10 says this, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Spiritual darkness is everywhere. I mean, you can't even watch TV now without something satanic on there. You turn the radio on, and you got satanic stuff on the radio. Yeah, I mean, and the thing about it is, if we're not careful, we invite this in.
Amen.
Spiritual darkness is everywhere. You got to recognize the spiritual darkness. Yeah, I don't care how much you like Taylor Swift. How much you like some of these folks that's singing music today, if they're satanic, you ain't got no business listening to it. We got to recognize the darkness around us. People are searching for hope. Everybody's not rioting. Everybody's not out killing. There are some folks that's actually looking for help. And guess what? Guess who's the one that's got to show it to them? You and I. There's some folks that won't help. There's people that we walk by in Walmart. There's people that we walk by at the hospital. They are searching for something, and you and I have what they need, and we're not giving it to them. How many shining? You ever thought about it? Darkness can't save itself. A dark room don't ever get any light in it until somebody brings it in. Amen. And a dark world's the same way. You got to understand that a dark room. When we walk in, you turn the light on. Hey, light. Darkness don't hide the light. Light gets rid of the darkness. And Jesus tells us that we're supposed to shine in this world that we're living in. He didn't tell us to complain about it. He didn't tell us to fuss about everything that's going on. He said, shine. Amen. See, the problem is, we need to see the world as Jesus sees the world. He looked at it with compassion, not condemnation. And I'm preaching to me, okay? I'm preaching to me. I'm bad. I'm bad for saying, I'm telling you right now, that crowd right there, they just need a good whooping. I know ain't none of y'all never said nothing like that. I know y'all don't think like that, so that's why y'all need to pray for your preacher. I'm just being honest with you. I don't look at the world all the time, Brother Skip, like Jesus looked at the world. Jesus saw somebody in need. When Jesus saw those people that were doing things they had no business doing, Jesus said, I'll go down and die for them. And what you and I want to do, we want to kill them instead of trying. I knew there wasn't going to be a whole lot of amens today. And I told David, this is kind of a continuation of what David was hitting on a little bit. You know, how the Apostle Paul treated everybody and how they treated Paul. You got to remember where your light comes from. Your light don't come from you. John chapter 8, verse 12 says this, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. We don't make the light, we reflect the light. When you tell somebody you're a member of Liberty Free Will Baptist Church, when you tell somebody you're a Christian, and then you go off at work, when they know where you go to church, and just about every restaurant around here knows the Christians support these restaurants so much, they know where you go to church. Right. And when you go off in that restaurant because somebody didn't bring you sweet tea it's as fast as you thought they ought to have brought you sweet tea, there's something wrong. You're not shining your light. What you're doing, you're adding to the darkness. You're supposed to reflect the light of Jesus Christ. In other words, hey, when they treat you bad, you're supposed to treat them good. I know I'm preaching hard, and I know I'm going to probably get on the altar when I finish preaching. But I expect you to do the same thing.
Amen.
We're to reflect the light. Now let me ask you a question. How many of us in here can say that the light changed you? Amen. Remember how you were. Remember where you were. Remember the darkness that you were in. And thank God somebody introduced you to the light. Somebody shined the light on you. I remember Preacher Earl Hanna going to Orangeburg. Preacher Earl Hanna was a flashlight in a dark world for me and my wife. He got me back to where I needed to be. Thank God for Earl Hanna's out there. How many can take you back to a place and you know the one that introduced you to Jesus? You know the one that was a light to you. Hey, that's what we're supposed to be to them. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 that we are new creatures. We're not of the darkness. We're not of the world anymore. Reflect the light. Author Jamie Buckman once visited a dam on the Columbia River. He'd always thought that the water spilling over the top provided the power, but not realizing that was just a froth on top, that the deep within the turbines and the generators transformed the power and the tons of water into electricity. Quietly, without notice, not flashy like on top. That's what we're supposed to be. That's the Holy Spirit living inside of us. You're supposed to reflect it. And I'm just going to be honest with you. Most of us do a very poor job at reflecting the light. Are you shining in a lost and dying world? See, we reveal the light through our actions. Let's just be honest. We reveal the light through our actions. Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. And I thought about this. This is why, when David was teaching Sunday school this morning, this part of this message was really thumping in my brain. And I had wrote this little thing down. When revenge is what you want, remember grace is what you got. I'm going to say that one more time. When revenge is what you want, remember grace is what you got. Because I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, there ain't nobody that's never done me as wrong as what I did Jesus. And if we'll get that thought in our mind and realize what God forgave you of, then you won't worry about what somebody did to you, what somebody said about you. Let's just be honest with you. There ain't nobody never done you as bad as what you did Jesus. I read this story several years ago and I had to go back and find it. One of my heroes in the faith, and we've got his picture plastered all over the man cave, Charles Spurgeon. Charles Spurgeon was an awesome, awesome man of God. Did y'all realize Charles Spurgeon was still human? There's a story that was told of Charles Spurgeon and Joseph Parker. Both of them were preachers back in the 19th century in London. On one occasion, Parker commented on the poor condition of some of the children that was at Spurgeon's orphanage. He never said nothing about the orphanage. He just commented on some of the children. It was reported to Spurgeon that Parker had criticized the orphanage itself. Spurgeon blasted Parker the next week from the pulpit. The attack was printed in newspapers and became the talk of the town. People flocked to Parker's church the next Sunday to hear his rebuttal. This is what he said. I understand that Dr. Spurgeon is not in his pulpit today, and this is the Sunday where they used to take up an offering for the orphanage. I suggest that we take a love offering here instead. The crowd was delighted. The ushers had to empty the collection plates three times. Later that week, there was a knock on Parker's study. It was Spurgeon. He said, you know, Parker, you have practiced grace on me. You have given me what I did not deserve. You have given me what I needed. Amen. When's the last time you gave somebody not what they deserved, but what they needed? Amen. I'm bad for trying to give them what they deserve. I remember hearing a story. I think it was R.C. Sproul. R.C. Sproul and I think it was Billy Graham. They had different theological opinions on eternal security and things like that. And somebody asked R.C. Sproul one time. He said, when you get to heaven, he said, do you think Billy Graham's going to be there? When you get to heaven, do you think you'll see Billy Graham there? He said, no, I don't think so. And it kind of shocked him. He said, for I believe that Billy Graham will be so close to the throne and me so far in the back that I won't ever get to see him. Amen. Folks, that's grace. When your enemies, when you prefer your brother, when you let your light shine in a lost and dying world. I'm just going to be honest with you. I have not been guilty of letting my light shine all the time. Oh, I let it shine when it's convenient. I let it shine when it's convenient. What about when somebody talks about you? Are you letting it shine? How about on your job when somebody's trying to do you wrong? Are you letting it shine? How about on the ball field when somebody's doing you wrong? Are you letting it shine? Let your light so shine so that people will see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Don't try to hide your light. A lot of people try to hide their light because of fear. Luke chapter 8, verse 16, no man, when he has lighted a candle, covereth with a vessel, or putteth on a bed, but setteth on a candlestick, that they may enter and may see the light. We worry about what people's going to say about us. We worry about if I tell somebody in Walmart about Jesus, they're going to cuss me out. If I tell somebody about on my job about the Lord, it's going to offend them. They're going to hell, folks. Why in the world are we worrying about offending people that's already going to hell? Hey, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, we need to let our light shine. Yeah, amen. People are lost and going to hell, and we're letting them.
Yeah. Amen.
The truth be known, our kids are a whole lot better at shining their light than you and I are. Amen. Those kids will tell everybody about Jesus. They ain't worried about offending their teachers at school.
Amen.
And we're worried about offending people. Quit trying to hide your light. Let me tell you something. We don't need no undercover Christians.
No.
Amen. Everybody needs to be up front. And be up front in a godly way.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about hurting people's feelings. I'm talking about loving people like Jesus did. Amen.
Yeah. Come on, Rick.
Now, let your light point others to Jesus. Not to you. David said something about this morning in Sunday school. All these preachers you see bragging on theirself. I ain't nothing. And I've told you this before. I'm probably the most honest preacher you'll ever have in your life. I am nothing. I know me. I know the thoughts that go on inside this mind, this brain. I know how I treat people. I realize that, and I understand that, and I understand that I need to do better.
Amen.
Let your light point everybody to Jesus. Because I'm just going to go. Paul, the Apostle Paul was a brave man. The Apostle Paul said something to this effect. Be ye followers of me, even as I am of Christ. That's a bold statement. You know what that's saying? Hey, you want to know how to do it? Look at me. Because I'm going to do it like Jesus did it. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, don't look at me all the time. There's every once in a while, you can look at me and say, hey, that preacher's following Jesus. But most of the time, I'm just being honest with you. If you look at me, you'll say, that jerk ain't got no idea what he's doing. But that preacher Chris Rumfelt's got the song, I'm Still Trying.
Amen.
I'm still trying. But let your light point him to Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
You see, your influence goes a lot further than what you realize. Remember what I told you when I first started preaching? On a clear night, 30 miles, one candle. Kevin, who's looking at you? Who's watching you? We're all supposed to be light. Every last one of us is supposed to be light. So who's watching you?
Yeah, come on, preacher.
I want you to bow your heads with me.